Do you think that this person is a patriot or a traitor?
That person is a failed fucking rapper. He's a piece of shit, fucking dumbass. And if I'm being honest with you, he's a communist. He shouldn't be the mayor of New York. That's why I'm getting the fuck out of New York, because this guy is bad news. Here's a few reasons. My parents, they're immigrants. They came to this country legally, the right way. And guess what? This type of guy, he wants illegals in this country. He wants to make government-owned grocery stores. That's a stupid idea that's gonna kill all the small businesses, and he wants more illegals in the country. Like, he's not gonna open his house up for illegals, but he wants more illegals in the country. This guy's an idiot.
Do you think that this person
that guy gave probably one of the more accurate depictions of Mr. Mamdani than I have ever heard anybody else give? And believe it or not, Donald Trump has actually given out, and he came out and he gave an endorsement for Andrew Cuomo. Yeah, Cuomo. Right, Democrat, lifelong, currently running as independent because Mamdani ended up beating him in the Democratic primary, whatever. So now he gets to run as independent. But either way, he's up against Mamdani in the race. And Trump actually came out and said that Republicans, believe it or not, need to get out and vote and don't waste their votes on anybody else. Oh, yeah. And to make sure that their votes go towards Cuomo, because it's the only hope that the city really has. I can't make this crap up. Like, that is legitimately, I mean, listen.
But what if Mamdani becomes mayor?
It's going to be hard for me as the president to give a lot of money to New York. Because if you have a communist running New York, all you're doing is wasting the money you're sending there. So I don't know that he's won. And I'm not a fan of Cuomo one way or the other. But if it's going to be between a bad Democrat and a communist, I'm going to pick the bad Democrat all the time, to be honest with you.
If it's between a bad Democrat and a communist, that's who he says that New Yorkers need to get off their butt and vote for. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I hope you guys are ready for a good show. We're going to go over not just the New York City mayoral race, but we're also going to be talking about some bomb threats that have been called in across the state of New Jersey. I think it was 7 or 8 in total, but most of those polling sites have been opened back up. They're all targeting polling sites. Some people are saying that they're in red districts. Some people are saying that they're in blue. Honestly, the fact is that people are calling in bomb threats to polling sites. I really don't give a crap what side they're on, and all of this is going down. It said that up to 1 million New Yorkers might actually leave New York if Mamdani actually gets elected. That's how extreme his views are. So we're going to take a look at what some of his views are. We're going to listen to what some of the New Yorkers are saying about him. And the election, boom, going down today over inside of New York. Mamdani, he's got some pretty extremist views, but we are not even going to be like, I mean, we'll get there here in just a minute, but I want to show you guys this too, that Greg Abbott came out yesterday on Twitter and said this. This is not a joke. This is a very real tweet from the governor of Texas. He says, after the polls close tomorrow night, I will impose a 100% tariff on anybody moving to Texas from New York City. I see some of you guys down in the chat section saying voter ID. Yeah, absolutely. Voter ID needs to happen, especially when you end up having 6-7 people coming out on like random different videos stating that they are going to be, how do I want to say this? And that they have voted numerous times over at the polls. But yeah, state of Texas taking a pretty hard stance against New Yorkers. A common phrase down in Texas is, if you are going to come to Texas, leave your politics where they're at. Don't come to Texas and ruin the state. And freaking Greg Abbott, well, he has actually came out pretty freaking hard on that stance. So here's what Trump actually had to say about Mamdani. He said, if communist candidate Zohran Mamdani wins election for mayor of New York City, it is highly unlikely that I will be contributing federal funds other than the very minimum as required to my beloved first home, because of the fact that as a communist, this once great city has zero chance of success or even survival. It can only get worse with a communist at the helm, and I don't want to send as president good money after bad. It is my obligation to run the nation. It is my strong conviction that New York City will be a complete and total economic and social disaster should Mamdani win. His principles have been tested for over 1,000 years, and never once have they been successful. I would much rather see a Democrat who has had a record of success win than a communist with no experience and a record of complete and total failure. He was nothing as an assemblyman, ranked at the bottom of the class. And as mayor of potential, again, the greatest city in the world, he has no chance to bring it back to its former glory. We must also remember this. A vote for Curtis Sluya, can't even pronounce that dude's name, who looks much better without the Bray, is a vote for Mamdani. Whether you personally like Cuomo or not, you really have no choice. You must vote for him and hope he does a fantastic job. He is capable of it, and Mamdani is not. Now, why does he say that? Because that's your Republican candidate. And he says that if you vote for him, you're wasting your vote. So spend it on Cuomo. I never thought I'd see the day where Trump actually endorses Cuomo. That's insane to me that he even recognizes that, like, Republicans have zero chance over there. Now, crazy enough, when I go over and I take a look at, oh, why are you doing this to me here? You bastard. Get up out of here. Get up out of here. We start looking at how, like, Cuomo fared in the past against Mamdani, and we take a look. This was the previous vote count that ended up happening for, like, the Democratic primary over there. And you ended up having Mamdani getting 573,000 votes, with Cuomo getting 443,000. Now, they're expecting a much larger turnout in today's race, so we'll see what ends up happening. People are saying it's fraudulent for years, blah, 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 blah. Who endorsed who? Trump. The president of the United States, the Republican, Donald Trump, current president of the United States, endorsed Andrew Cuomo, the guy that's running up against Mamdani, you know, the crazy socialist, communist, jihadist guy that's currently running for mayor over in New York City that's causing, like, millions of people to want to flee out of New York and go somewhere else. I know this isn't the most popular subject over here on this channel, but the fact is that it needs to be talked about because, again, once we start talking about legal precedences that are being set, when you have a guy like Mamdani running and taking over New York City that's vowing to basically defund the police, to socialize grocery stores. It's not a joke. He actually wants a government takeover of the grocery stores. When you talk about having a guy like that, someone that's okay with globalizing the Antifada, well, excuse me, he won't denounce globalizing the Antifada, but he founded his university's, his university's Students for Justice of Palestine chapter, which, for those of you who don't know, is one of the most anti-Semitic groups on the planet. They're the ones that ended up taking over all of the college campuses, spray painting everything, burning buildings, all of that crap. That was the SJP, and he co-founded a chapter of it. His father also, if I remember correctly, his father also said that the 9/11 attacks were glorious or something of that nature. Mamdani's only been a U.S. citizen since 2018. He's actually born over inside of Uganda, and people are stating that he even lied on his paperwork. But I want to give you guys an idea of what New Yorkers actually think about this guy. Tristan Allen says, "Hey, Matt, God bless you and everything you bring to light." Thank you, Tristan. Greatly appreciate you, friend.
I know he's controversial for some. They're saying that it'll force millionaires to go out of the city and they're paying majority of the tax. What do you say to those people?
I think that's baloney.
Okay. I think millionaires tend to not pay taxes, don't they? They tend to avoid paying taxes.
Yeah.
That perhaps you or I could not successfully do.
And what about the government-run grocery stores? Do you think that that's a model that could work?
Yes.
And why?
I think there's too many hungry people. And too many potatoes here that are $5 a pound.
Yeah, you got to lower the prices. Is there anything else about Zoran that gets you excited about him?
I'm excited that he gets young people excited, and I'm excited to see people standing in line, hopefully, to vote for something new.
And last thing, the number one comment I get on some of my videos is that socialism doesn't work. It's been tried many times. Why do you think it'll work?
This isn't socialism he's talking about.
It's not socialism. Yeah, I want government-ran grocery stores, but I don't want socialism.
Democracy. You know, government should work to encourage people to thrive and be successful. Everybody thrive. It shouldn't be a matter of it should be equality, not supremacy. It should be a matter of bringing everybody up and not just having a few people with entirely too much.
Bringing everybody up. You got to bring everybody up. That's literally socialism. When you're talking about bringing everybody up and putting everybody on the same playing field, that's literally socialism. Tristan Allen says people who aren't naturally born citizens should not be able to run for any political office. I think people who found chapters of SJP shouldn't be allowed to run for office, particularly in one of the most, like, heavily, densely populated Jewish places on the freaking planet Earth, like outside of Israel. I mean, it's nuts to me that that guy can even do that. Now, maybe that's taking it a step too far, but a man that literally refuses to denounce globalizing the Antifada, I think has no business being mayor of New York City. How are you supposed to look out for all of your constituents when you are literally rooting for people that want to kill your constituents? It's freaking asinine.
The grocery store capitalists, which have quite a powerful lobby, right? One of the grocery store bosses, he said, of I think of Gristides, right? Mm-hmm. He said that he was going to pull out of New York City if Zoran won, right? We would say, sure, pull out, and we will take over your grocery stores, right? And we will use them for cheaper groceries, and we will take over the entire food industry, because that's something that, that can be done if the working class is organized.
Mm. Now, I just want to point this out for those of you who may have missed it. Take a look at the newspaper he's holding up that says The Communist, and then take a look at his shirt that says Communism. Those who do not understand that Zoran Mandani is quite literally a fan of communism and socialism and freaking all of that crap need to take a look at the people that are willing to vote for him here in this video. I don't even know what's up with the interviewer and his black mask, like interviewing this guy. But the fact that the guy holding up a communist newspaper is pushing for Mamdani, maybe you should open your eyeballs as a voter a little bit. I mean, seriously, open up your eyes and see what's actually going on in the streets of New York. When you have some of like millions, it's not some, millions of New Yorkers that are said to flee if Mandani ends up getting elected. Yeah, I think it's a problem. And I think we as Americans need to look at that problem and we need to understand what that problem actually is. And that problem is that we've had this socialism going in and affect our country. Now, I've been focusing pretty dang hard over the last 2 months or so on issues here in the United States of America. And you guys want to know how we got to this place. You want to know how we got riots outside of the Portland ICE facility. You want to know how we got people showing up at the Dallas ICE facility and shooting at officers out there. You want to know why we have so many people that are running around stealing currently, presently, to this day, because they feel that the that they're entitled to things by the government. I'm pretty sure I've even got a clip of Mamdani talking about how he thinks that they're entitled to all of these government benefits and stuff. And he's going to be super upset if Trump doesn't give him back. You want to know how we got to this place of entitlement in our country? This is exactly how we got to this place of entitlement in our country. And by the way, let's talk about Mamdani just flat out being a racist. Nathan says no on Prop 50. Cali is trying to take away Republican representation. It can also make our gun laws even worse out here in California if it passes. I agree with that. Prop 50 is horrible for California. Absolutely horrible what they're trying to do. They're literally trying to like take back legislation that they had previously passed because now it's not working out so hot for them.
Today, federal watchdog has just filed a $100 million lawsuit on the racist Zoran Mandami, a federal discrimination lawsuit detailing his hatred against white people, including the fact that he said he wants to tax New Yorkers.
Quote it for folks, is to shift the tax burden from overtaxed homeowners in the outer boroughs to more expensive homes in richer and whiter neighborhoods. Explain why you are bringing race into your tax proposal.
That is just a description of what we see right now.
White New Yorkers at a higher rate than any other race. This is despicable discrimination at its highest, and it's illegal against the Civil Rights Act. So, Mr. Mandami, you radical Muslim extremist, we will be seeing you in the courtroom.
How are you about to come out with a racist statement of taxing white people and white neighborhoods and be running for frickin' mayor? And have white people come out and vote for you. Tristan Allen says, people in New York think socialism will work. It's going to fail. Ha ha. And they think taxes are bad now? Exactly. Did you think taxes are bad now? Mamdani is actually talking about raising a buttload of money. I want you to picture this. Mamdani wants to use taxpayer dollars from New York, and he wants to use that to hire defense attorneys for illegal aliens, to give them defense so that they don't get deported. He wants to take, if you're in New York, he wants to take your money and he wants to make a fund for the legal defense of illegal aliens in the United States of America. Those types that were out on the streets, that were beating people up, selling illegal stuff, all of that crap. Mamdani wants a legal defense fund for those people. And he wants to use your taxpayer dollars in order to make it happen. And what's even worse is he's racist as hell. You just heard it. Do I need to play the clip again? They literally filed a freaking lawsuit against the guy because he's talking about extra tax for white people. Extra tax for white people. Now, even if you believe in reparations, understand that there's families like mine that came here after slavery, Italians, Italian Americans. Go look up how Italians and Irish got treated over inside of New York back in the freaking day and tell me that they weren't oppressed and they didn't have issues and problems coming in. Why the hell should my family have to pay for that crap? I don't think they should at all. But I digress. Here's some more New Yorkers.
So you're not a New Yorker, but you've heard a lot about the New York mayor election. Yeah. What are your thoughts on it?
I have a lot of friends who live in New York. I get a lot of like the news from the elections on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And Mondami obviously has a really fun and great presence online. Mm-hmm. And also just like with the history of New York's previous mayors, like mm-hmm. it seems like a pretty clear choice to me. Mm-hmm. If I was in New York, I'd vote for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what are your friends? What are they most excited about Mondami?
I think they're all excited to see like a fresh face to represent, you know, New York. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really nice just seeing him going out and campaigning and polling with the people. Just seeing him in like random places. Like I saw a video of him at like a club in Brooklyn last night, which is really funny.
He was a rapper too, I think.
He was?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just seems like a great guy, like a genuine guy. And I like how he like relates to the people, which I think is a big thing.
So you're not.
And the biggest problem with this video, in my opinion, number one, I have to excuse myself because I said, here's some more New Yorkers. And then ultimately the guy ends up saying he's not from New York. But the big issue with this video is that the guy says he ends up getting all of his information from TikTok. And he says it's bringing like a new light to the country. Now, for those of you who don't know, like TikTok is heavily communist propaganda push. And that's not me just saying, like, I'm just not saying that out of like bad place inside of my heart. I'm saying that as a man that's built multiple accounts up to like 100K over on TikTok and watched him get taken down for pushing what would be considered conservative messaging. And none of it went against their community standards and guidelines or any of that crap. But the conservative messaging ends up getting ripped down over on TikTok and they end up pushing all of this other stuff. And so it's very troubling to me that young people inside of our country are getting the primary source of information for things from TikTok. They are using it as their primary source of information. And there we go. I see CCP owns TikTok. Yep, we talked about this. It was a big deal. People were losing their crap. Because like in the first parts of the Trump administration, we had TikTok get freaking shut down. There was a reason for it. There's a huge reason for it. And I kid you not, I've told you guys before, number one, I told you that we were going to end up having, TikTok get reopened. I don't think it's just going to completely and totally go away, but people are like, whatever, they're upset about it. Look, here's another quote from Mamdani. If you don't believe me that this man is just bad news bears. We don't need an investigation to know that the NYPD is racist, anti-queer, and a majority threat to public safety. Mamdani believes that the NYPD is racist, anti-queer, and a major threat to public safety. Now, this is allegedly a devout Muslim, all right, if you're going to go that route. And if the man is a devout Muslim, why is he not speaking out against that and using the term anti-queer? Fox McCloud says, to those who don't care about rising taxes to solve poverty, there is no limit how much taxes you want to donate. You can always put more. That is true. Thank you, Fox, for actually bringing that up. You can always donate taxes if you want. You are like, you absolutely can donate all the taxes in the world that you want. What we need to do is defund the NYPD. But your deal with NYC mayor uses budget tricks to keep as many cops as possible on the beat. No fake cuts. Defund the police. Now, why does he want to defund the police? Because he thinks they're racist. So how well is that going to turn out in crime-ridden New York when Trump, who just threatened to cut off pretty much all federal spending as humanly possible, and Mamdani ends up cutting the police force? How well do you think that's going to turn out for New York City? Do you think it's going to turn out so good? I honestly don't. And that is why we ended up seeing Governor Abbott come out and state, no, you are not coming over. Now let's talk about some of the controversial things that he's done. July 6, 2025, Mamdani shared sick, quote unquote sick. Now this is from the New York Post, not exactly known to be very right leaning for a lot of people. Video mocking Hanukkah and cosplaying Jews advocacy group charges. A Jewish advocacy group slammed Mamdani for posting a sick video mocking Hanukkah and cosplaying Jews. Mayoral frontrunner shared a video on his X account last year from the Geta Brothers duet group showing two men wearing wigs dancing behind a menorah, playing with dreidels and celebrating with Punjabi style music. Quote, Zoran Mondani posts Indian men cosplaying Jews, spinning dreidels, and lighting the menorah. Pro-Jewish group Stop Anti-Semitism wrote in an X post on Saturday. And I mean, I could play the song for you. It's a little bit annoying, I'm not going to lie, but it's right over here. Happy third night of Hanukkah from Astoria in Long Island City. You get the point, everybody? Do we get the point here? Like, I don't feel like playing it any longer because then they're going to try to make me freaking, what do you call it, like add revenue share for them, and I don't feel like doing that. Jay Seals 8 says, I say let the guy win and build a wall around New York and let it sort itself out. I've been saying that about California for a while. Like, all we got to do is just build a giant wall around California and just kind of like blast it off the U.S. Like, hopefully one of those earthquakes shakes it loose and then it just floats off as an island over into the Pacific and they can do their own thing. They could be the independent country of California and do crazy shit all they want. I really could care less about them. What New York City mayoral frontrunner Zoran Mondani has said about Jews in Israel. This is another great one that ended up coming out. Now, of course, this one comes from a very pro-Israeli side, which is the Times of Israel, but they do come out with articles from time to time talking crap about Israel. That actually ends up happening. Dylan McClung comes out, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. New York's Jewish Week. Though he was elected to represent Astoria, Queens in New York's State Assembly, Mondani, who last week pulled off a stunning upset in New York City mayoral primary, has called the Palestinian cause central to my identity. Now, that within itself is a problem because the Palestinian cause that is central to his identity is overthrowing the entire state of Israel. They do not believe that the state of Israel should exist. Therefore, if the Palestinian cause is the center of Mondani, then he doesn't think that Israel has a right to exist. He's taking it a step beyond Gaza. He's taking it a step beyond the West Bank, and he's saying Israel doesn't have a right to exist. And it's coded, but if you know what the Palestinian cause is and it being central to his identity, it's pretty obvious. Then when you add in the fact that he refuses, absolutely refuses to denounce the term to globalize the Antifada, which for those of you that don't know is horrible. It basically is an uprising where they're going to go and they're going to attack and they're going to kill people in order to establish it like their Palestinian state over Israel. I mean, it's garbage. So he's quite okay with violence. He's quite okay with the Palestinian cause. He's quite okay with all of those things. And again, New York City, home to one of the largest, I think it actually is the largest Jewish population in the United States of America, if not outside of Israel, I remember off the top of my head. So it's kind of a problem when you have somebody that, I don't want to overuse the term anti-Semitism, the guy is not going to flat out come out and say that he is anti-Semitic. It's not going to be that way, nor have I seen him come out and speak and give anything that would go. But what he does is he encodes it, and you have it where the Palestinian cause is central to my identity. And I just gave you the facts on what that means. Feel free to look them up and go check them out for yourself, and you can determine for yourself whether or not the guy is a freaking anti-Semite. It's kind of troubling to me. The bomb threats being called in across New Jersey, like I said, those things kind of an issue. I'm done beating up freaking Mamdami. He has a decent chance of winning today, but for whatever reason, Trump decided to come out. Well, I know for what reason Trump decided to come out and endorse Cuomo. He'd rather go with the devil he knows versus the devil he thinks he knows. And I think Trump's seeing the same things that I am and saying that, look, if you end up voting Republican, your vote's wasted. So you might as well vote for Cuomo if you don't want a freaking communist dictator in charge in New York. And here's the bomb threats.
Governor Mark Meredith is live in Montclair with the latest for us. Mark.
Ainsley, Brian, and Lawrence, good morning once again, friends. Some brand new information coming into our newsroom that we've learned that these threats were communicated electronically via email to at least 7 different counties across the Garden State. These threats certainly being taken seriously, and out of abundance of caution, some of the polling places were temporarily either closed or suspended as they moved voters to different locations. And then as they were doing those searches, then either able to reopen some of the facilities. We got a statement from the Attorney General of New Jersey. I want to put it up on the screen for you. It says, law enforcement officers have responded at each affected polling place. Some of these polling locations have already reopened to the public. The polls in New Jersey opened at 6 a.m. sharp. We have not seen any added security in the last hour or so, but it is certainly possible that we could see more because with this polling facility right here behind me, we are going to be seeing the Democratic nominee for governor, Mike Sherrill. She'll be
Yeah, nobody cares. Yeah, look, bomb threats got called in. They end up finding Jack and Diddly Squad at each and every single location. So yes, bomb threats did get called in. No, they didn't find anything as police responded to each incident. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not going to be more bomb threats throughout the day. And that doesn't mean that these couldn't be softening blows, all right, or desensitization, okay, where bomb threats end up getting called in on a mass scale and only one of them actually has a bomb. All right. Like that is also a possibility. So please, if you're over inside of Jersey or New York, or if you're going out to vote today, please be careful on what it is that you're doing and pay attention to everything that's going on. C.R. Yetter says, as a resident of Pennsylvania, I agree with the wall comment around New York City, but extend that out to the Delaware River and block off Jersey too. Dude, you guys in Pennsylvania have all sorts of stuff. Neil Russell says, when are you going to have Nick Fuentes on? I'm not. I do not plan on putting a racist on my program at all. I don't mind if I end up debating Nick Fuentes one day on somebody else's channel, but I will not take Nick Fuentes on. I will not put him on this channel. I think it's absolutely obnoxious to even consider that. I don't agree with his messaging. I don't agree with how he goes about it. There is some things he does say or that he said in the past that I agree with, but in total, having Nick Fuentes on the show, in my opinion, is endorsing racism, and I'm not going to be doing that. So it's just, it's not going to happen. Not here, not on this channel, not while I'm behind the mic. Ain't going to happen. Whew. Well, I hope that settles things. Why? I know you guys would want to see me bring him on. Racist. Yeah, correct. Like Nick Fuentes has said some pretty racist things, ladies and gentlemen. You should go look it up. If you don't think it's true, go look it up. He's said some pretty racist crap. That's not a joke. All right, SNAP and EBT problems are still, he's not racist at all. Okay, well, now we're going to play this game. Now we got to play this game. Let me see if I can pull him up really quick. Where is it? I don't even know if this is the right videos. I'm looking for a particular one.
The reason that we talk about this, by the way, I know a lot of black people see this and they go, man, why are you always talking about black people, this and that? Because there just needs to be some shame here. Well, there's a few reasons. First, white people are every single bit justified in being racist.
White people are every bit justified in being racist. I wasn't even looking for that clip, and I ended up finding that clip.
Every single bit justified, to the extent that that means going out of your way to avoid black people when you see them.
Silence. White people are every bit justified in being racist. White people are every bit justified in being racist. He literally said white people are every bit justified in being racist. Why would I have this man on this show? Why would I bring him on? Look at the comment section. I don't even have to talk, and it's starting to move. White people are every bit justified in being racist. He also said that J.D. Vance wasn't a real Marine, which I don't know how this knucklehead could even make a comment about anybody that served in the military when he hasn't even bothered serving himself. This man has no business coming on this show, nor will he. Yeah, Bueller, silence. That's just a clip. Oh, really? It's just a clip that white people are every bit justified in being racist. In what context is that statement ever okay? In what context is it ever okay to say that anybody is justified in being racist? In what context is that ever okay? Please explain that to me for the groypers in the chat. He's everything that is against speak the truth. Correct. He goes, he inflames, he pushes crazy things. Doesn't mean he's racist. He just says it's okay for white people to be racist. No, That's not okay. Again, wasn't even the clip I was looking for at all. So, no, Nick, not invited on the show. Food stamps. I want to talk to you guys about these for a hot second. Let's hear why he says that. Why? Again, when is it ever okay to justify racism? My aunt says that illegals getting free housing and food stamps is a mega lie that we need to do our own fact-checking, which is something that she doesn't do herself, ironically. Illegals getting free housing and food stamps. She doesn't think illegals get them. Well, show your aunt, Tom, this part of the show, because that's literally what I have up on your screen right now. This is how illegals receive food stamps, right here. This is how illegals receive food stamps. If a parent is not eligible for SNAP because of their immigration status, they can still apply for their eligible children. The SNAP office is not allowed to ask for immigration documents for people who are not applying to receive benefits themselves. That means that illegal immigrants inside of the United States of America that have babies, i.e. anchor babies here in the United States, they can apply for benefits for their children. And those children, those benefits for those children get sent to the illegal aliens. Fox McCloud says he also doesn't like that J.D. Vance is married to an Indian woman, calling her a Pajit and admires Stalin. Wow. Oh, there you go. There's something new. Yeah, I don't care for Nick Fuentes at all, in my opinion. You know what? I'm going to run a poll on this because you guys seem to be very split on this. So I'm just going to start a poll. I'm just going to ask this question. I'm not even going to state the totality of it. Is it ever okay to say that you're justified being racist? Tom Bone says, can you make this part of the video short? So I can. Yeah, that's literally as short as I need to make it. Here's Tom Bones. Here's for your aunt. This is how, and this is straight from the government site. Okay. This is how illegals receive food stamps. They come to the United States of America. They have anchor babies. They use their anchor baby's birth certificate, social security number to apply for food stamps. Those food stamps get sent to the illegal aliens. And then they use that to buy groceries for their entire family. That's how it's done. So yes, they can. That's it. Now, for those of you that for some reason want to stand back and say, and it blows my mind that even 20% of you so far say that, yes, you're justified in being racist in any way. Are you 20%? Feel free to unsubscribe to the channel. I really could care less. Saying that you're justified in being racist is ridiculous. You're not justified in being racist. That means that you are going to take an entire race of people and treat them poorly because of the actions of others. That's not okay. That is racism. Racism in this country is not okay. And I will sit here and I will tell you every single time that it's not okay. And anybody that endorses racism of any type, I'm not okay with. That's jacked up. And the odd part is that we have 21% people in here claiming that it's okay to be racist. No, it's not. It's not in any way, shape, or form. So you 20% can piss off. I hope I see a 20% drop in current viewers right now, and y'all can go away. I've got no freaking love for you. None whatsoever.
In Walmart looking busted as a motherfucker and realizing that it is November 2nd, 2 days into the month of no food stamps for almost everybody in America, including me, because it messed up my stamps. So this is what we got. Okay, here we go. So it's not a lot of stuff, you would think.
Yep, she actually has to go through the grocery store and pay for her groceries. Now, this is a drastic difference in shopping carts that we've seen beforehand. 100% drastic difference to where you literally just have basic essentials within that shopping cart. She goes on to whine and cry a little bit about it and complain about like all the different food stamps. Probably the most egregious video might have been this one, and this goes back into entitled people, I think, for it.
Day two, no food stamps. First of all, I lost my last 100 on the World Series. The Dodgers came back and beat them folks. I'm hot about that. So I went to bed. I'm already back touching my stomach. You know how I go. Like, I'm still hungry. I ain't ate nothing. No food stamps. So I'm like, shit, just go to church in the morning, see it. So I wake up and go to church. This church right here. I go to church, like I'm praying. They always say, give your problems to God. So I went to church, praying and all that. The pastor called people up for testimony. So I'm looking, they did collection. It was at least 300, like on my road, they gave like 300 in the plate. So I'm looking around, I know pastor made like 6,500 today. So for testimony, I went up. They like, what's going on? I'm like, pastor, man, I'm going through hard time. They ain't give me the food stamp. Like, let me just get like 250 to after Thanksgiving. I'll bring it back. You know, all these 10% I done gave to the church. But we end up getting into it. Pastor end up escorting me out of church. So I'm in the parking lot right now. Pastor got a vet. I'm finna put the Apple Air tag, man. Y'all African, my Africans tap in. Y'all know what to do, man.
Pastor's got a vet, so he's going to drop an Apple AirTag on it. He's upset that they wouldn't take the money straight out of the offering plate and give him like $250. That's just not how that works at all. People are out. I warned you guys that this was going to be happening at a pretty good rate, and I could pull up 1,000 different videos that I found on the internet this morning of people going out and stealing stuff all across America. But I didn't think that would be the best use of my time to show you guys everybody that's out there stealing stuff right now, but I'm going to show you a couple.
I went grocery stealing today. Look what I got. I got a pork. I got a pork roast. I went grocery stealing.
That is the new term, by the way. If you guys want to go look this up and go to try find other things, go look up grocery stealing and the amount of people that are doing it. Yes, there is shopping carts full of groceries that are being pushed out of stores. Yes, there is people filling bags. Yes, I even saw one, I think, with a woman that was filling up her like baby's like car seat. You know, those car seats that you pick up out of a car and you can like carry them around and stuff like that. Filling that up with freaking groceries and getting arrested. I even saw a lady with her child inside of a freaking car seat, or excuse me, inside of a shopping cart, being arrested in front of her kid with people standing around yelling at the cops as if it's the cops' fault that she stole from the store and she got arrested. Here's another one, though.
Oh, that's tough. Something happened to me. I mean, it's going to be problems. That's what I'm telling you, though. We can make problems and shit. Yeah. My mama, this all I got right there.
My mama, too.
Okay. You said what? I don't care on my mama too though. On my mama. I didn't say nothing about your mama. I said on my mama though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On
their
mama too.
That's all I got right there. You all happy right. Now? Let me go though. You recording me too?
Yep.
Why you
cannot come back to her. You cannot come back.
Now, don't tell me that people are just out there stealing food and things that they need, because the man literally pulled out a gigantic box of Dove soap. Dove soap. The man was stealing a gigantic box of Dove bar soap. Like, there is no reason for that. Sell the kids for food? Yeah, I mean, I suppose they could do that. Then you're contributing to human trafficking and a couple other problems that are out in the world. ICE going around making arrests is still a freaking huge issue over in the United States of America.
You have a warrant. No, hey, why are you opening the door for? Why open
citizen?
Why do you have a warrant? What's your name? Can I have your name and badge number, please?
Sierra 327.
What's your name?
Sierra 327.
What's your name?
You don't need my name.
Alright, you don't need my name either?
Yeah, I do.
For what reason?
I'm asking you too, man.
No, all the stuff I'm showing is not enforcing what Nick Fuentes said. It's funny that I see that down in the comments section. I'm showing things that enforce what Nick Fuentes said. No, I'm not. I'm showing you just a couple videos I ended up grabbing off the internet. Those people are not an established, like they don't represent their race across the board. And it's not an excuse for you to go out and hate on the first black person that you end up seeing today. And if you think that, you have no business watching this channel, and I don't want your support, and you can F off and go somewhere else. I don't know how else to like formally state that. Nick Fuentes said that white people have every right to be racist. No, they don't. You don't have every right to be racist. Never in this country do you ever have the right to be racist. I didn't go to war and fight my ass off so you could be a bigot. That's not what I did. That's not what my friends did. That's not what my black friends who did the same thing did. That's not what my Afghan friends who did the same thing did, or my Iraqi friends, or any of my friends for that matter, that fought and bled beside me. So if that's what you think, you have no business being on this channel. And you could quite literally go somewhere else. Go watch Nick Fuentes, go somewhere else. because I know lots of good men of all sorts of different races that fought and died for this country. And you want to sit around and you want to try to claim that you have a right to be racist even towards them? Kiss my white ass. You do not. You do not have that right. You do not have that right in this country. You do not have that right to sit here on this channel and be freaking racist. You don't have the right to do any of that crap. You have the right to F off and go somewhere else, but you don't get the freaking right to sit here on this channel and be racist. I don't give a damn. You can go away. Too many good men in this country of all sorts of different races have fought and died for your ability to sit here and be racist. If you want to be racist, you can go find your own little racist community and you could start your own little freaking like little racist, like whatever. Go do your thing, man. Do whatever you want. But you have zero business being here. I don't want your support. You have every right to take and stop watching this right now. I pray to God that that 20% of you that are racist maybe stick around and can actually hear and see some of those other things. But for the love of God, too many people have fought and died for you. And those people came from every different race. And they're still currently out there doing it today. Going up against some of the things that you think are horrible and unjust in this world. It is appalling to me that you want to try to sit here and justify racism of any freaking sort. What the hell is wrong with you people? This is America. We take people from all around the world, and I want them to come here legally, and I want them to come here just like correct. I do want people to obey the law, but that doesn't give you a right to be racist. Absolutely not. I'm not blind, 84 says. Stealing groceries isn't a life hack. It's just a fast track to eating ramen in jail. Fact, you get 3 hots and a cot. Go take care of it. I'm tired of your crap. You don't get to be racist, and I'm not going to have racists on this channel. And you don't get closet racism, you don't get any of that crap, and there's never okay to try to justify racism on any level. You don't get to do it. You can say, I understand why people would look that way. You can say all sorts of weird crap, but just blatantly coming out and trying to justify racism? What freaking planet do you live on? Like, seriously, what planet do you live on that for some reason someone's skin color determines their self-worth? Where do you even get that? Like, how does that principle even set in? Okay, bye. Go away. Drop. I don't even need you to say goodbye. I just want to see you go. I don't want your support. I don't want your money. I don't want your super chats. I don't want your ad revenue. I don't want you here if you are racist. If you think that being racist is okay, go away. You can stop. I don't need you here. I don't want you here. There's a video going around the internet right now. Freaking heated. There's a video going around the internet right now. You know what? There's a picture behind me. On this shelf. In that picture, in this picture, there's an American flag. And underneath it is an ISIS flag. Now, in this photograph of American that literally fought for your dumb butt, there's black men in that photograph. Those men have probably done more for this country than you ever freaking will. And you're going to sit here and you're going to try and claim that it's okay to be racist towards that man that went over and did that. Take a walk. I don't want you here. Those are my friends. Those are my brothers. Those are my sisters that have put way too much forward to sit here and try to listen to your dumb ass justify racism because you don't agree what's going on. Fox McCloud says, amen, brother. These are the same clowns that claim to be Catholic and Christian. You are correct. One of the biggest problems that I have. If you're racist, you're not Christian. I hate to tell you that. I don't care what you subscribe to. I don't care where you come from. You're not Christian. You're not anything. You're a bigot. The only colors that matter is red, white, and blue. Dylan McClung. Man. This video is floating around the internet trying to tick people off and rage bait them that ICE is out there doing horrible things.
Hit it, run! Hit it, run! That's a hit and run! Hit and run! Hit and run! That's a hit and run! Hit and run! Hit and run! Look, hey, watch out with that weapon! That weapon! Yo, watch out! What's wrong with you? You hit it! You hit her! Yo, yo! What's wrong?
You hit her!
You hit her! You guys hit her! You guys hit her! What's wrong with y'all?
Y'all hit her?
Y'all bust a whole U-turn in the middle of the street. Y'all hit her? Y'all on camera? Leave her alone. She ain't even do shit. She trying to go to work. She's trying to go to work.
What the fuck?
Bro, what? Y'all some crazy. Y'all got no heart, for real. No heart. No heart.
Stop. Get off.
She's a female. She's a female.
Get off her right now!
You guys hit her! How you guys gonna arrest her?
Get off!
You guys hit her! Man, how y'all gonna arrest her, Brad?
What are
you doing?
Get off her!
You hit her! You guys hit her! You guys hit her! Whole lawsuit right there!
Keep fucking around in Chicago. Hey, baby girl, you good? Don't worry about it.
What's your name? Stop resisting.
Don't worry about it. We need our information, bro.
Bogus as fuck.
Now, this video that's floating around is claiming that they ended up arresting her after they ended up running into her car, which is not true at all. She tried to speed around that vehicle and get around ICE in order to, in my opinion, go chase the vehicle that they were loading the illegals up that they actually came over to arrest. Now, there's a full-length video. Now, that video is going around the internet saying that ICE is out of control because they are causing traffic accidents, and then they're arresting the people, blah, 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 lying through their dang teeth. Synonymous says DNA proved race is a myth and that we are genetic equals. No kidding. Dylan McClung says the only colors that matter are red, white, and blue. 100% agree with that statement as well. This is the actual full-length video of what happened. You can see that that particular vehicle was an ICE vehicle, and it was blocking off the road. Now, I'm curious why they didn't have any emergency lights on their vehicle lit as they're blocking traffic. But as you can see here, you've got ICE agents or CBP that's coming down with their illegal alien that they ended up arresting. They're going to load that illegal up into this red vehicle right here on the left side of your screen. Tristan Allen says, I just voted in my local election and half the Republican candidates running weren't on the ballot. We had to write them in. Big freaking shocker there. All right. So now that that vehicle is blocked off there, you can see that woman's vehicle parked right here behind, like right in the middle of the street. She knows that they're blocked off. She can see everything clearly that's going on. You can see this individual being walked out right over here, getting put into the red car. As all of this is going down, it's hard to tell who actually does it, but somebody actually gets up and starts like banging on the hood. Hard to tell who does it. Somebody gets up and starts banging on the hood of that ICE vehicle that's blocking the road so that they can get their freaking illegal alien the heck out of there. So this person's up over there. They go to like ram the vehicle. That's it. Guy ends up rolling up the window. It's pretty clear that this is part of the operation. Now he turns around to leave and boom. That lady tried to chase that red vehicle. She tried to go around the moment this guy pulled out to chase that red vehicle before that vehicle got out of the way. That's what ended up happening. Now, I think the only way that she might actually have a case is the fact that they didn't have their emergency lights running, but it was pretty obvious that that was a roadblock that was taking place to have that arrest be affected and so that I could get out of there. She tried to race around them and get over and freaking chase that freaking red car, which people have been doing this entire time. They had every right to pull her butt out of that vehicle and see what the heck's going on. Adam Dick says, sadly, some ICE agents do go out of their way to pick out brown people, Matt, even if they're legal. What's that called? I'm on board with ICE, but damn. So they have every right within 100 air miles of any port of entry or any territory, like any border of the United States, 100 air miles to go up and demand that. That is written inside of our law and it's codified, right? And it doesn't mean just brown people. They can do it with everybody across the board. Now, it is going to appear as if they're only doing it to brown people because, unfortunately, we end up having way more illegals coming in across our southern border than anywhere else. Do we have white people that overstay their visas? Absolutely. Here in the United States. And I guarantee you, we can find cases of them going up and doing exactly the same thing. Now, you might appear and it might seem to you that they're only doing it to brown people and that it's being racist. No, it's not. It's quite literally doing their job. When you have the majority of the people that are coming across our southern border that are Mexican and you're able and trained to be able to identify these Mexicans, then all of a sudden you're able to figure that out. Right? And they have every right underneath the Constitution and the rule of law as it's written in the United States of America to go up and demand to see their paperwork. If you don't like the law, you can demand to get the law changed. Now, if you, for some reason, are ignorant to the fact that Mexicans have a particular skin color and speak with a particular accent, that's your fault. You can learn to stop being ignorant to that. Alleyway June says, morning, have you heard of Tal Oran traveling clat? No, I haven't. I haven't heard of that, Alleyway June. I have yet to hear from that. I got a feeling this is going to turn into a pretty heated debate when I end up opening up the Discord, but that's okay. Oddly enough, I wanted to pull up and show you guys. I actually copied this link and took it down yesterday, and it had all of the information about the terror attack that ended up taking place, that ended up getting thwarted on Friday over in Dearborn, Michigan, of the young men aged 16 to 20 years old. I read through it. It's like 100 and something pages. I wanted to go over it with you guys today. The Justice Department website, where it was posted yesterday, says Democrats have shut down the government. Department of Justice websites are not currently and regularly updated. Please refer to the Department of Justice's contingency plan for more information. Literally, the information for those ISIS terrorists that ended up getting arrested over inside of Dearborn, Michigan, isn't on the website right now. Now, maybe I can go back and I can freaking search through and try to find it and bring it more back up. I've got issues there. So what I'm going to do right now, because I want you guys to do it, is I'm going to open up the Discord. I'm going to open up the Discord because I did promise that that would be done. I'm going to open up the Discord channel here and I'm going to start a live event. And I want you guys to be able to come in here, and you guys are more than welcome to come in, debate me, whine, cry, tell me that I'm racist or that white people have a right to be racist. And then I'm just going to kick you off. But you can try to make me understand that point of view. I don't care. Do whatever it is that you want to try to do. But I am currently over in the Discord waiting on you guys to jump in and tell me whatever it is that's on your mind. But no, I do not think that you have a right to be racist inside of this country. Don't want to know, Matt. Yeah, no, you do. You guys are asking about updates on the airport situation down there. Yes, we do have a lot more information that ended up coming out of that. And I'm currently holding off on that information until I get some more. It's enough that I think that some of these matters had to get actually reported to authorities. And it is a hell of a lot deeper than I think a lot of you guys realize. And if you guys have no idea what they're talking about, yesterday I ended up getting a super chat. And I'll go ahead and put it up on the screen for you. You're more than welcome to take a look at it and freaking... Let me see if I can grab it real quick. I need advice. I used to do security at DFW Airport, and we were told to ignore face passports for the construction workers. Should I report it? Obviously, the answer to that is yes. You should report those fake passports and everything else. We've got a lot more information on that. Very excited to see what Yoda's got to say as he ends up working his way in here. What's up, brother?
Hey, Matt, you're muted.
I'm muted. I shouldn't be muted. Let's try this now. I shouldn't have to request to speak. That's weird. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
It's so weird how that happens. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Just got done voting and half the candidates for the Republicans we had to write in.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't know.
All the Democrats were on it.
Every single one of them were on it, but the Republicans for some reason weren't.
Yeah. Like the Republican candidate for mayor of my borough wasn't on it. The council members, none of the Republicans were on it. All the Democrats were on it.
I ended up seeing like a voter registration, or not a voter registration form, a voter ballot. Somebody took a picture of it and ended up posting it, and it shows that Cuomo is on there multiple times, multiple candidates, or not Cuomo, I'm sorry, Donnie is on there multiple times, but so is another candidate, and it has something weird to do with the way that New York runs their elections.
Adams, Mayor yeah. Adams, the old mayor that's getting out of New York, he's on it multiple times. I know which one you're talking about. I saw that.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, do you actually think Mondani's going to win? I'm torn on this one.
Dude, New Yorkers are stupid. I hate to say it. They think shit is going to be free. I'm telling you right now, none of that shit is going to be free. Their taxes are going to go through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that New York is pretty much screwed at this point. I hate to say this, but I have to end the show because my kid's school just called me. And I need to give them a call back, and I'm not going to do that while I'm live on air. So I do have to let you go. And I got to end the show.
Okay.
All right. Hey, sorry,
Matt,
about that.
Hey Matt, can we talk today at some point?
Yeah, we can figure it out, man. And I've got to call my kid's school. So just continuously bug me and try to remind me. I know you got that going on. I've also got a lot going on in life right now as well. So just keep bugging me.
I understand.
All right, brother.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have to end this because I've got to go do dad things and figure out why the school ended up calling me. So in the meantime, peace, love, happiness, God bless. Sorry I had to cut that short, but I got to take care of that. I'm out.
A warning to the people of New York from the people of London. Ask yourself, how is it possible that Sadiq Khan, the most hated man in London, who has destroyed the very fabric of our capital city, has seen crime and hate explode, police abdicate their duties to protect, public transport disintegrate, and no-go zones all over London with Sharia courts in every borough? How does he not only get elected as mayor, but gets re-elected? The answer is voter apathy. Ask yourself, why is it only those who seek to change your way of life that are motivated enough to show up at the ballot box? New York has over 5 million registered voters, yet only 1.1 million turn up to vote. This is no time for apathy. The only way New York can save itself from becoming like London and remaining one of the greatest cities in the world is by protecting itself from the curse of Mamdani. The only way to do that is to show up and vote, not as a Democrat,